that pimp talk. This that pimp talk. So you know just what we doing.
So you know just what we doing.
This that pimp talk.
Yeah.
This that pimp talk. So they get straight to it.
So they get straight to it. Man, what's up, man? It's your Pimp Slim, man. Welcome to motherfucking Pimp Talk, man. We gon' drop knowledge and do all that other shit, man. We ain't come with no hate shit. We gon' speak real shit, no matter what the fuck. Hey, you don't believe me? Check it out, man.
Again, like I always do, welcome to the Pimp Talk podcast on this beautiful Monday. You know what I'm saying? I got my lovely people with me, as always. And let me go and get them shout out. If y'all are on YouTube, tune in, subscribe, like, and what that thing is, bro?
That notification bell.
You know what I'm saying? If you on the Roku or the goddamn Fire TV, go on and hit, download the RTV app. Tune in from there, because after a while, we're going to be on that bitch live. As usual, I got my dog, man, Young B the Truth.
Yep. Saying, pimp.
Good, man. And today, we got a devil dollar. I call him Kevin Samuels.
No. Then you ain't going to do me like that. I ain't gonna give it. No. Let me clarify my
stuff. Hey,
see, I've been doing this way before that dude. So if anything, Kevin Simmons is dialing Yale Jr. I just want my fruits.
You know,
I just want my fruits. See, look here.
What it is today, bro? What's the counter today? What's the scent today, bro?
Snicker lit the
candle. What's the counter today?
This is. I don't know what the fuck you thought, bitch. It smells like.
What it smell like? It
smells like juicy juice. Mm. And the food stamps you get right before they expire.
Wow. Damn. Salvation Army, huh?
Salvation Army.
Oh no.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Hey, bro, this nigga right here is stupid as fuck, man.
Oh my God.
Get it while it's still good.
Goddamn. Well, for the second week in a row, I got my motherfucking partner, goddamn Kiki B.
Kiki motherfucking B. This your girl, Kiki B. Team Sadidi Hood. Team little motherfucking booty in the motherfucking building.
That part, man. And welcome to the Pimp Talk podcast, man. We got down, we just in this thing, just need people to have time to think.
Okay, so y'all good. I'm good. Dialine, you good?
Man, that nigga, I ain't gonna lie, man. My boy over there looking real player today, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Looking at Dialine made me damn near want to put on.
I'm talking about that nigga. He look like he got down. He on Lenox Mall right now.
You gotta do it with the. You gotta do it with the right hand, bro.
You're right.
Always
use
the wrong
hand.
Always.
We just practiced this, so you got to move to the side.
Oh, the coffee is too hot for my lip, head.
There you go. Okay. We
Rolex wearing.
With the pinky out.
Woo!
Alright, hurry up and slide that laptop back. You got me fucked up.
Like, he put it down! He put it down!
Slide!
Hurry up and slide that laptop back. Slide.
But I'm the slider here, boy.
You was sliding high. She got them bars.
And make sure y'all call and tune in 678-864-8668. Call it as your girl Kiki B and the squad.
She's staying.
I love numbers.
Let's let's go get into these celebrations, man. We only got one for y'all today, but it's still a special. We're gonna do Red Fox today. You know what I'm saying?
Goat.
Yes, Sanford and Son.
You big dummy.
Give me another one.
What's crazy because I always used to think that he was my granddaddy because my grandma when I was a kid she used to say that's your real granddaddy right there. She said that all the way up until I got a teenager. And then I realized this nigga ain't my granddaddy for real. The fuck? This bitch been lying.
It's crazy how your grandma be doing shit like that.
That would have been some dope ass shit.
My grandma do that with Ruben Studdard.
So I'm looking at this man on TV as a kid, like, oh, I got a famous ass granddaddy.
That shit
fucked me up when I got older and realized that he was never. And I told my dad, and he was like, that ain't your granddaddy.
Nigga, dude, I would have shut the fuck up and just wanted to hear the story.
Then that's like, that's how you crush dreams right there.
Yeah, yeah, that's
how you crush
right
childhood
now,
all the way right there. Go ahead, Lamont. There you go, bud.
I just think I blew the candles out and shit. Didn't see.
Set in the moon.
Ooh, okay.
Lamont. Come on, try to play that part.
Y'all been so childish.
Loud, bro. Like, goddamn, y'all Lamont. Like Red Fox, though, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Harlem Nights. You know what I'm saying? And like,
shout out to my father.
I ain't gonna lie. Once I got up, bro, in age, I ain't realized how dirty his fucking comedy was. That shit is ruthless, bro.
That was comedy back in the day.
It was. Right? It was.
Everybody said a bunch of dirty shit just in the open, and nobody knew.
You know what I'm saying?
Or nobody paid attention to it like that.
It really didn't matter back then.
It didn't.
It really, that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? But now everybody is, these kids having kids and this and this and this. Now everybody's sensitive, like synthetic weeds and shit.
Don't talk about nobody bald head, please. If you talk about a chick and she's bald head.
I'm bald head.
Are you?
I mean, my ball ain't like your ball head.
Hey, I'm about to go trial. I don't know what the fuck y'all talk about. Look here, I will try out for G.I. Jane on y'all ass. I can try out for G.I. Jane. Hey, 2022. Hey. All I got to do is identify as a woman, and I get that damn $5 million check and be a man. Be a man right after that. I'll sign right back on to the man team.
That's why
Smith
smacked that man. Could call G.I. Jane.
Man, Dollar said y'all gonna stay out. He put that exquisite juice on his head to get it to look that good.
Somebody said
bald headed
hoe shit.
Oh no!
Oh no! Hell no, oh, man! No. Y'all,
oh,
no.
I didn't know the song.
Oh man!
Y'all is silly. Y'all is silly. No.
Red Fox.
Yeah,
Red Fox. Let's go through history.
Okay.
When did stand-ups become a thing?
Stand-up's always been a thing. I think they became really popular in like the early to late 60s. Really is when they started.
So he
really
could have did one. It just never happened.
Yeah.
He could have.
Because he was already on TV.
He
by
was
then.
Giving that TV money. Yeah.
By that time, that was when we couldn't do shit as black people, right?
I mean,
we could.
Dick Gregory led the way in 63 and then Bill Cosby.
Of course, Sanford and Son. We definitely know Harlem Nights. Cotton comes to Harlem, 1970.
See, ain't too many people gonna know about that right now. That was the hell of my time. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry. As much as I love Red Fox, the main thing I remember before was goddamn Harlem Nights. Sanford and Son, which was classic as hell. Yeah.
Ivory Clay, Ghosts of a Chance. TV movie, Ivory Clay, I guess. The Red Fox Show.
That was the one he did with Della Reese, right?
Yeah.
That's the one he actually died on. He had a heart attack on, bro.
Yeah.
But it was crazy because every episode he played, he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And I guess he always knew that he had.
You right, too.
In every episode. That shit was sexy though. He's a.
I told
like,
you.
That little old man had style, baby.
I told y'all niggas, bro. Red Fox did the late night.
Yeah.
Red Fox did the late night.
I'm done.
No. We can't give him that. You don't want to give him that?
Looking at.
No.
Hey, see, y'all don't get an old head's credit.
I'm trying to.
Now, a lot of shit came from old school TV movies, movie, the songs, the dances, and we go back and look at it and be like,
with the beats and shit.
Somebody owe his family a check.
And he had that hand up too, you remember?
Yeah.
He did. His hand went down.
Straight
low.
Like that.
It was like
this. You right. Damn.
I'm not doing this.
She's right, though.
She's not wrong.
You're welcome. Shout out to Red Fox.
Hey, you owe his family a check, nigga.
Shout out to Red Fox.
You owe his family a check.
We might have just uncovered some shit.
I'm just
shout out to Red Fox for the celebration.
Who gonna think of that?
Shout out to Red Fox for the celebration.
You already hear first on Pimp Talk.
Hey, man, let's get into some flowers, man. You already know how we do.
Pimp Talk.
My bad, Dollar. They're going to get into some flowers, man.
I want you to feel me while I'm on your mind. Give you some of the reminiscence and think about. Until next time.
You know that's a love.
I know.
It's okay.
What do you give to somebody you love?
Flowers.
It wasn't that kind of love though.
I mean, shit, it's leading to that.
You know what? I ain't even arguing with
you. What do you get?
That was slick. That was pretty slick. That was pretty slick.
Because he said it like that, I'm going to start him out with Remy Ma.
It's heavy artillery right there.
That chick right there, I always love Remy Ma, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't gonna lie, I also love her and Papoose's love. That right there, it's, nobody talks about there.
That's
though.
True.
Nobody talks
that's
about
true.
There.
That's the next thing.
That's a
to
goal.
Be honest.
And then when they did, they talked about it when Remy Ma got out of jail. And exactly. When they said it, they was trying to see if. The only reason why they talked about it because they was trying to see if her husband was the one that holding her down.
Yeah.
They try to make it seem like, oh, well, what he's doing when she was... It don't matter. He had her back.
That
like,
man held her
He
down.
Always has her back.
Like Gucci wife
Unlike,
did.
Yeah. You know somebody.
But like them two. Them
Gucci
two, like,
wife, yeah. Snoop Dogg and Dog wife. We got a lot of motherfucking females out here that's some ride or dies now.
Snoop like, wife hold it down.
Man,
you
for
right.
How long?
You right.
But
right.
Papoose and goddamn Remy Ma, bro, them two bar,
they hold each other
them,
down.
Them two
it's
bar
beautiful.
Heavy. Bro, that's a bar.
That's a real street
ass.
Couple hold down.
Yeah.
So you know I'm going to ask the question, right?
What that?
Die line.
Here we go. Here we go.
Who wrote that sheet the verse?
Another person write another person verse.
Who
I'm
wrote
only
it,
gonna
die
talk
line?
About
who
them.
Wrote it?
We really got it.
Remy
who wrote it?
I think Remy Ma did.
You gonna question Remy Ma bars, bro?
Who wrote it?
Wow.
I don't question her shit.
Who wrote it?
So you're saying that you think Papoose?
I'm asking you. No, who wrote it?
Remy wrote her shit, bro.
Remy wrote her shit.
Remy wrote her shit. Her ego would not let a nigga.
That's
look here, man.
Okay.
Her ego.
Yeah. I think she wrote it.
Cause she was cause she really wanted Nicki ass. Yeah. I can't imagine. Hey, you write this for me to go after? No, Papoose wouldn't.
Nigga, what,
bro? But yeah, bro, like
we digress.
Like Remy Ma, and she look good. She look real good.
She does.
She look real good.
She does. We love that melanin.
Yeah, that's some beautiful melanin. Right
come
there,
on, bro. What? Love that song.
Damn, that's the picture.
Woo. Damn, that's the titties.
That's what we was looking at before.
Yeah, yeah.
As you was,
I ain't know nothing y'all was talking about.
Hey, did,
question. Question? Oh, yeah.
Did you say
who wrote what?
Yeah.
Wrote something. Cool. Who wrote titties?
Did you say she was able to have a baby or something with Papoose or something? Like, that big right there, too, though, bro. Big right there.
I ain't watched Love and Hip Hop in a minute, so
I didn't. I don't know. Have to, but goddamn, they make me want to right now. Remy Ma look damn good, bro. I don't even give a damn how old she is. Like, she
where do you rate that. Her? In the game.
Oh, I knew that was
top
coming.
5, top 10, top 15 females. I'm going to give a lyrically top 5.
Yeah, you have to. I would.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I don't think she gets outside.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you?
And she most definitely on their ass right now if they come out on right now. Like,
that was one of the nastiest disses I ever heard in my life.
I'm mad that the other girl got that shit pulled down. Because she...
Is that why you won't give her flowers?
Who? Nigga, bro. It was her hating pad, bro. It was after the music slowed down. It was all the hate, bro. I can't expect all the hate. You know what I'm saying? To take your place as the queen as they were calling
is
you.
Is she still hating?
I don't keep up with her.
That was a good ass. That was fire.
Make it make sense. Gotta
make it make sense.
You gotta make this shit make sense. You know,
bro, you already know I'm pro Cardi compared to nigga, bro. So like, don't even try me like that, bro. I love Cardi because she's more relatable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nicki is.
She has bars.
Nicki got
when you
bars.
Have a when she's an artist, she has bars. She has punchlines. She got something you can remember. You know what I'm saying? Like you can. It's like a broom broom broom, but. Goddamn, Cardi B, she just.
So who do you put in front? Cardi versus Nicki.
Wow, I ain't never thought I was gonna be asked this question.
From a female,
you said, wait, what was the question?
Cardi.
I'm going with
versus Nicki.
Who you going with?
I'm going with Nicki, and it's not because of fame. It's not because I know for a fact that Nicki Minaj should come here and me and her can have a freestyle battle. You know, I'm an artist. I know I can.
She can freestyle.
She can freestyle.
She
can boom. Hey. But Cardi B is like some of the artists that I'm not going to talk about that I know for a fact they get their freestyle written. You know, coming up with your own freestyle and writing a song is two different things.
Oh, you basing it like if y'all did a song.
Hell yeah, because if we did a song together, some, you know, you probably can remember, you know, you can write the little punch bars, you know, you can write the little verse or whatever you need to do versus an artist having to goddamn, to have to really battle and Nicki will win. Yeah.
You talking about who you like better?
Nicki will win. I like Nicki. Nicki will win with her music. She's more lyrical. Mm. She's more lyrical than Cardi B to me.
She is.
And I know for a fact that nobody is not writing her shit.
So what do you put Remy in that mix?
I thought Safari was writing her shit at first.
I mean, he probably have, but shit, he ain't make her. That's the difference. You know how many people want to write Kiki B music or do this and that? Yeah, you may have wrote a little verse, but you didn't make me. But you can write a verse to me, but ain't nothing like saying what the fuck come out your own mouth.
She try to forget her past, which is Gucci though.
But ain't nothing like coming out what's on that coming out your mouth, like your own mouth as an artist versus somebody else writing it for you. Because when it's coming out your own mouth, you coming up with that shit offhand.
Okay, you get what I'm saying? Let's ask this question right here. Does that shit matter in the game right now?
No, it never did really matter in the game.
It did. Yeah, it did.
It really did because back then they really did have people that wrote their music for them type shit too. You know what I'm saying? That's like you had people.
It wasn't as open as it was.
Yeah, it wasn't open. Yeah, it was like bitches shaking their ass. No, it really wasn't open back then about bitches shaking their ass. But now everybody know that this motherfucker got ghostwriters. We didn't know Ne-Yo was writing Beyonce music until a certain point in time.
Now, you know what? I will say that it never really mattered for the females.
No,
it never really did.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? It didn't. But like it's just out in the open now. But I always thought Remy Ma wrote her shit though. I don't never question her shit, bro.
I think she wrote that. She had to write that.
Hell yeah, bro. She wanted that bitch head. And I love Remy Ma for that, cause she can still kill that shit on the goddamn mic. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Remy Ma with your fine ass.
I'm trying to God damn. Shout out to all the female artists. Is really, whether you get another person to write it for you, it's hard to fucking rap that shit the way they want you to rap it. So whatever it is, shout out to female artists that's doing their thing, cause it was hard for us to get in the fucking game.
Hey, man, shout out to Black rap, Love. Hey Papoose, you are a lucky man, bro. I say that, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Remy Ma. Shout out to Black Love, Papoose. Yes, you too.
Shout out to Remy Ma.
She back to her normal size too, so she's not playing with y'all folks.
She ain't playing.
She always been a beautiful female too. My top fives were old school women. She would always be one of my ones. Lil' Kim, Trina, The Brat, Missy Elliott. It's a lot more older school women that will always be my. They gonna be my top five. I don't have no top 10 with the old school people. I got. They gonna always be top five on top five. So I'm sorry, gonna be two of y'all. Y'all gonna have to be twins. I like all y'all. I don't have 10, but new school artists. It's a few that I'm. It might be two that I wouldn't mind working with, but right now I would rather work with a male artist.
How hard is it working with other female artists? From your perspective.
I don't work with them.
And that is simple as that.
I don't. You have how many songs you done ever heard me doing, or how many times nobody cannot have pull up a video with me on a stage performing with another female, doing a song with. I don't do music with another female unless she has that following, that stage performance, the sex appeal. I'm like a record label when you want to do music with me, because I represent something when it's time to stand out, you know? So
a song starts as a freestyle.
Facts.
It's straight with just that flower right there.
No, she deserves it. She deserves it. We love Remy.
Remy Ma deserves it. We just changing everything up today, man. We doing something a little different today. You know what I'm saying? It's still a beautiful Monday.
That's the only flower?
Yes. Yes, we doing the only flower.
Flower.
Yeah. Because like after we got on her, bro, like I couldn't stop looking at that. Beautiful. I love beautiful women. I'm just being dead ass serious, bro.
I ain't not that.
She fine as a motherfucker. I ain't realized until cause I ain't seen in a minute.
I've been around.
But see, she brought it up last week, and like we were talking about the brat. Yeah. We ain't talk about that. You know what I'm saying? That's what, boy, look here, man.
Remy always in my conversation. Hey, that's something, ladies.
Hey, that's something to take time to think about right there, bro. That's something to take time to think about right there, brother.
I see what you did.
Hell, you talking about.
Clever he is.
ladies, how y'all doing? Let me introduce something to y'all. This is an idea that I have that these niggas thought I was bullshitting about. I have an OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to do no X-rated stuff. I'm just trying to sell some feet. You know what I'm saying? Some little pretty feet.
Hold on. I got to send you some more people.
I'm just trying to sell some pretty ass feet.
Just my nigga need clientele. Shit. He need clientele.
Because see, motherfucker thought I was bullshitting, but I'm dead ass serious.
I'm dead ass serious
because I'm tired of working. So this is going to be the way for it to work out. So if you have any ideas or you want to get in on this, talk to Pimpin. Again, talk to the number 2 Pimpin at gmail.com.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Matter of fact, if you got some pretty feet, call in right now. We want
Pimpin Slim got some.
Call in right now. Call in right now.
Call in right now.
No. Look. All y'all, my feet pretty. Call in.
Right, all they want to hear.
All they want. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you put to the challenge. Now you scared to call somebody.
Hit the G. Hit the G.
Look here. Women be talking all that shit. I'm a bad bitch. Show your feet right now. Call in. We're gonna get your information.
It's on. That's insecure.
Matter of fact,
they insecure. They insecure about feet.
No. They a bad bitch from head to toe. No. I'm not buying the excuses today. Your number's right there. You call in and you claim you got pretty feet. I will give you the link to join the stream so you can show your little that because we know 9 out of 10 women got that one pinky toe.
We ain't taking no Shaq.
Nine out of ten women.
What's crazy is because one of my managers at an old job, we used to call her Bigfoot. And she was so pretty, but she had like.
She had them La Siena graffiti.
Boomerang.
Oh my God.
Boomerang.
She had flippers, huh?
Listen, y'all. That bitch was white-skinned. She was pretty. Her feet was big. So, you know how you link with another co-worker? Now you got nicknames for everybody in the job. You talking about Bigfoot? Yeah, I can't stand that bitch. I ain't gonna say no name, Bigfoot. She couldn't stand you, Bigfoot. You was the light-skinned version.
Bitch can't even swim.
She flapping with a foot.
Old platypus ass foot ass.
That bitch got duck bill feet.
This bitch over here telling duck tales on her break.
Telling duck foot like.
Oh shit!
She got that athlete feet.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Y'all got me laughing. I can't afford my eyelashes be coming out when I don't got hair.
Now from the last show we had some special requests far as songs because somebody said we don't play one of them long enough. So I guess
somebody
that's the
said
one.
That?
Yeah. That's the one we're gonna jump into first. It was a single off my album, Get to Know You. People actually like that shit and they were like, we don't play songs enough on this motherfucker.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, they know what we got. So,
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. So we're gonna drop two on for y'all today. This is my single off of my album.
Hey,
let's go.
Now you ever had that one person you love? And it's like the time and the distance between y'all tend to take away from everything. But when you get together, you tend to forget all that because it feels so natural.
I can feel it even though you're far away. I just wanna get to know your pretty smile on your face. When you're feeling sad and lonely, let me wipe those tears away. I just wanna get to know you, get to know you, get to know you.
I never met nobody like you, like you. Time spent with you delightful. I know you got a busy schedule with baby, no word tonight. We just living out our life, boo.
I
know you been through hurt. I know you been through pain. Let me be your son when you go through rain. You ever wanna talk? just call my name. I just wanna see you smile and try to love again, cause you deserve everything that's gonna come your way. I just hope I'm there to see when you see them brighter days. Come and let me hold you, let me wipe them tears away. Come and be with me and let me be your getaway. Since the first time we met, I didn't know what to say. I just knew you were special and wasn't even trying to play. By the look in your eyes and the smile on your face, and even though you ain't here, it's okay, I can wait. Cause
I can feel you even though you're far away. I just wanna get to know your pretty smile on your face. When you're feeling sad and lonely, let me wipe those tears away. I just wanna get to know you, get to know you, get to know you.
How you doing, love?
How you doing, love?
What's good, beautiful?
What's good?
Don't pay me no mind, I'm just admiring the sights of you that I don't get on the usual. You sexy as fuck, it ain't really about the body like it is the mind. Thank you for accepting my love and never wasting time. Contemplating on the day when I can make you mine. Let me show you how to love and leave the pain behind. Cause you done had enough pain for a lifetime. Let me weather the storm and let the light shine. One thing I believe in, love and tend to ease the mind. I'm just trying to hit your soul while I touch your spine. I just want you to feel me while I'm on your mind. Give you something to reminisce and think about. Until next time, when I make you mine. Yeah.
Trying to clap them cheeks, baby.
I just wanna get
sir, man. That was my single off of my album, Goddamn. Get to know ya.
God tier.
It's all right.
Nah,
it's
all man,
that shit's smooth. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
He be trying to humble his shit. Yeah. It's like,
it's all
right. Nah, man, I just like to make tracks for the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
You are the lover boy.
They call me Aries, too. That's the crazy part. Like,
I see what you did.
I can't stand y'all, nigga. I told Book, I ain't no fucking Aries. No, nigga. The god of love. I said, shit.
Aries is the god of war.
See?
It's
Aries is the god of war.
It's a this couple Aries.
It is?
Yeah,
it's a couple.
Yeah. I don't know. I just played a video game, God of War, so excuse me for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I digress. Let me fall back.
Look, that's your word right there.
Right. I digress.
You make that nigga digress by goddamn.
Yeah. I mean, when you're right, you're right. I have no remorse.
We're going to bring Kratos here one day. Shout out to you, Boogie.
Hey.
We're going to bring Kratos.
Hey, bring in Kratos.
We're going to bring him.
Up. Yeah.
We're going to have two Geminis here then.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Oh, I need to bring my bestie then.
Gemini.
Yeah.
Let me talk about this. Today was the title of this shit. The time to think. Let me speak on it. Like in the midst of all the bullshit that's going on in the world, I feel like everybody is quick to react to certain things. And one thing that I felt Nipsey tried to push was we need to change how we react to shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes instead of just reacting, we just need to think about this shit. Because there's a lot of people out here dying right now, man. Unnecessarily. You know what I'm saying? In the midst of all the good shit going on, we never hear about it because there's so much negative shit going on. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people that's going through shit. There's a lot of people that's been going through shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we all just a decision away from going through hard times. That's what people fail to realize. It's a lot of people trying to hold it in the road, but it's kind of hard to hold it in the road, like that saying say. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes we just need to take that time to think. It ain't always about going to get fucked up or going to do none of that other shit, man. Sometimes we just need to sit back and think to ourselves. It's okay to talk to yourself, because sometimes that's the most common voice you're going to ever hear. I ain't saying like you crazy or no shit like that, but you get what I'm saying. Everybody talk to themselves. We can't sit up here and act like we don't. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes we just need to take that time to think some shit out before we just react to shit. I just wanted to state that.
That's real shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah. I need some snaps. I join in. I play.
I'm just saying.
That was some real shit, though.
You got something to say? You go and say
it. No, say that shit.
Well, no. Please expound. Expound, please.
Because, like my nigga, she stressed, like, mental health and shit. And, like.
Yeah, she does.
Like, she stressed that. And I love her.
It's an important thing.
I did a little fall.
Let me tell y'all, I love this shit about her because she stressed that shit. Because she's not afraid of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a one point in time where she probably didn't even think about that shit. Mm-hmm. But I've been right here along that road with her, mm-hmm. and she accepts that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first step in anything, accepting it. Because mm-hmm. then once you accept it, come up with the solution. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like people like, hey, she ain't the only one I fuck with that's like that, man. And I feel like you got to have that one person that you like, man, it's all right. You ain't by yourself. Keep mm-hmm. going. You know what I'm saying? I tell your ass that shit
all the time.
Stay blessed. You know what I'm saying? I love your ass, man. Yep. You doing the right thing because we all need that shit. I don't give a fuck who you is. Yep. Even the richest motherfuckers need that shit. Because just think about it. Everybody talking about being at the top. But what they say is lonely, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big facts.
But it's big facts.
Just think about that, man. Just time to think. Just on some real shit, man. And I do love your ass because
you
know what I'm saying. Like that mental health shit is real. And like y'all know, we done had get your mental right and all that shit on. And like I want to bring goddamn my cousin in because he been going through the little shit that happened from the military. And like I just feel like there's some shit that need to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? That part. Mm.
That's a good topic for next week, though.
Time
to think.
It's a good topic for next week.
What you got on time to think there, B?
What do I have on time to think? Oh, it's deep. It's deep.
We don't have enough time.
I don't.
Go check that single out that we got, Young B, True, and Pimp Slim, man. Time to think.
Yeah.
We got a song out for that shit, man.
We do. It's a lot of things out here to think about. Don't just take everything for face value. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to look at the bigger picture to everything that's being shown to you. Sometimes the eyes can deceive you, and you got to look past what you can just see. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. I mean, kind of like what Pimp said, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot, bro. It's a lot. It's not easy going
you know
through life.
Crazy? Even when your eyes deceive you, your gut won't. People don't pay attention to that shit.
The gut never does deceive you.
It never does.
Follow that gut.
Oh shit, we dropping too much game on this motherfucker.
Even if it's to the toilet. Come on. Follow that gut. get it out.
gotta go. Never know where you're going to turn.
Hey, he was right there.
Somebody had to do it.
Yeah. It was so profound.
Somebody had to do it.
I'm over here looking at the clip.
Somebody had to do it, man. You need laughs too, man.
Most definitely.
You need laughs too.
I'm trying to tell you.
Live, love, life, laugh.
The only way you get through life, man.
Yeah, man.
You got to have some laughs. You got to chase something too. I wanna expand on that. Like, chase something so you don't go crazy dealing with this everyday bullshit.
Yeah. And when you chasing it, everybody ain't gonna move how you move. Everybody ain't gonna be. Everybody say they fuck with you, but they don't really fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna see you moving. Everybody gonna see like the music is the main one. You sitting up there making music, but is your people supporting that shit, sharing that shit?
I watched Dame Dash tell Matt Barnes and what's his name? Steven Jackson. Yeah. When you finish your dream, find something else to chase.
True.
He said a lot of people don't dream big enough.
That big.
I thought it was dope.
And I was gonna say something like that too.
Don't spit that shit. Keep it fake.
Like basically, like on a street perspective and a business perspective, whatever you do in the streets, like it's not for you to be in that position for a long time. You know, like, so even in the business perspective, it's not for you to just, oh, I got this one business. You know, you got to expand. You got to keep going. You don't stop. And it feels so much better when you can do it by yourself, like in a different way, as if like, oh, well, at least I try to go out here and boom, boom, boom. Because if you're not doing it, nobody's not going to help you. So don't expect no, oh, can I have, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen like that, you know, in life with jobs, bills, or anything. You just can't have, throw your hand, oh, can I have a free night tonight just to, can you let me slide? Just cause, man, no, you got to go out there and do it your fucking self. If you're not going out there and doing it yourself, nobody's not going to have faith in you. If you're not doing it yourself, that means you don't have faith in yourself. Mm. So if you really want to put your pursue something in life, you have to go out there and do it your fucking self. Because nobody know you have talent unless you go out there and do it yourself. Don't nobody know you have this business unless you go out there and do it yourself. Yeah. You could be selling coon. Then nobody know you sell coon unless you go out there and do it yourself. You feel me?
Fire.
How you know we do it? Yeah, I ain't know you sell that bitch. You feel me? You had to go out there and do it yourself. Not just go out there with a pimp, bitch. Go out there and do it yourself.
No, it's you fine. Feel me? So She's doing great.
You gotta.
Because y'all hear from us all the time. Yeah. So it's good to have another head, another perspective
and
in here.
I love her thinking.
That is going to give y'all the same shit we be trying to tell y'all, even though we come with jokes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of times it's not serious, but it's sometimes it's like we trying to teach y'all some real shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To keep you uplifted.
I'm a female that's been out here since I was 15, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. My mama said, you gotta go, bitch. You feel me? So ever since then, I've been doing it my fucking self, and I built my name, I built my brand, I built whatever the hell I need to do. If I want to come up with an idea, I wrote it down. I did it myself. I wrote it down. Once you write something down, you can always go back and look at it.
Motherfucking right.
And once you go back and look at it, you'll be like, damn, I did this shit myself. I remember I can, this is a process. Everything is a process. And what I had to learn was to be patient. You got to be patient with yourself. Ooh. And if you're not patient with yourself, then you can't do it for yourself. Because then you're giving up on yourself.
That might be
Do you understand? Because if you give up on yourself, that means you're never patient. And that means you never did it for yourself. Now, everybody's going to be looking for you to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta make it make sense out here, because we at that age and time in life where we can't blame nobody else. If you can go out here and have sex and make a baby, you gotta take care of that baby. We can't worry about, like, oh, I was 16. Well, bitch, you should never been fucking this. Your mama told you, and your daddy told you. So, guess what? You gotta do it yourself. You gotta raise this baby by yourself. You know, I got your back. I can be your babysitter. I can look out for you if you ain't got it. But you gotta learn how to raise this child by yourself. So, because guess what? When you get on your knees and pray, or however you pray, you're doing it by yourself.
That's what this shit should have been called.
Damn!
By yourself.
How many times did something and somebody else did it for you and you wasn't really satisfied with it, versus you doing it by yourself and be like, damn,
that's a whole different feeling.
I feel good. Damn, I can do this. Damn, I didn't know I can goddamn.
You gotta make sure you do something and have something to show for that shit.
Yes. Yeah, have money to show for it. Stack your money. If you're gonna have babies and stuff, whether the baby mama in the picture or not, the baby dad in the picture or not, think about that child. You get what I'm saying? Right, putting names, business.
Start putting business in
kids' names. We be so quick to buy jewelry and shit. Put business in kids' names. You know what I'm saying? You having, if you want to invest, don't invest into your body, bitch. Don't invest into no drugs and do certain shit. When you know what I'm saying? Invest into them kids. Put that bank name and that child name instead of a light bill, you know? So when that child get older, they can learn how to do it by themselves instead of depending on the government or anybody else out here trying to help them to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Because at the end of the day, it ain't about being rich. It's about being wealthy, man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You know how many people is wealthy and rich because they did not give up on themselves? They did. But then you got versus the ones that didn't go through shit and was just landed to their hand, and now they can't do it by themselves. They don't know how to do it by themselves. If the world in right now, they wouldn't know how to survive. Versus motherfuckers that learned how to do it by themselves. Mm-hmm. We know how to survive in the woods. We would know how to cook a pig or a rat or a squirrel just to survive around here. If the world in and we didn't have no lights for a whole month, I'm talking about the whole state, 5-10 states with no lights. just learning how to survive. We're so fucking spoiled in this world, for one.
I like that point you made as far as like survivors.
Yes.
People is not built like survivors back in the day.
Yeah.
That was
it's
so fire.
I'm so telling you.
You just said some real shit right now.
Y'all are hurt, man.
She just, that, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
That's all I can
say. Yeah.
She's a part.
Dollar.
That's all I can say for me.
Dollar got the evil grin over there. Like Birdman.
Like you finna take over the world.
That's right. Take over that motherfucker.
Hey,
take over.
Hey, when she get her podcast, bro, she gonna let y'all know she gonna be on some real shit.
She got some shit to say.
She got a lot of shit to say. She got a lot of shit to say, man.
I've been through so much and I've seen so much. Just because I'm a female doesn't mean that I ain't seen nothing and been through nothing. Like, I've been through a lot. Like, you would think that my mom and them had a little boy. You feel me? And I'm like, your daughter doing all this?
Raggy?
So what your son doing? My brother's not even doing half of the shit I'm out here doing. Right. I learned how to do it by myself. Shit. Y'all better make it make sense fucking with Kiki B, goddamn.
Hey,
we appreciate you being here.
Shout out to Kiki B. I love y'all. Y'all is my new family.
This motherfucker is a gangster.
That was some real shit, man. Like I've been saying for the year, make it make sense, man.
Make it make sense.
That's the motto for 22.
I got a song called Make It Make Sense.
See, she got a song called. My motto, goddamn, for this year was Make It Make Sense, bro. Because a lot of shit got to add up before we start acting upon that shit, man. That is all some real shit. Now, we dropped something special for y'all that nobody knew about. New
that's
song.
A terrible drum roll, but yeah.
We dropped a new track at midnight. Nobody knew about it, but we're gonna introduce it.
Introduction.
He one of them uncles.
Oh, goddamn pill top.
No, you got hit with the uncles.
He one of them uncles. He like, oh Lord, here we go, y'all. We finna go to his house, y'all.
No.
Here we go.
Damn, pimp, you just got the unk, bro.
He's one of unks.
He's been unked.
He's been on the unk. What's up, unk?
I've been dubbed the unk.
What's up, unk?
Been dubbed the unk.
With the Bill Cannon in here.
Shit.
He ain't working on calls today,
unk. Y'all with the cigarette hanging out the lip.
With the cigarette hanging out the lip.
Daddy, look. No, not right there, boy. Pick up the wrist. Not that wrist, goddamn it, right there. But not the wrist. The goddamn boy, you don't know what no goddamn wrist. See.
Hey.
Told your mama I should have had you for the summer.
Hey.
I told your mama I ain't want your motherfucking ass anyway, nigga.
Oh, no.
From Pimp and Slim. I would gradually like
and
to
I've been
say,
a pimp for all my life. You ain't gonna tell me how to handle my hoes.
Yep.
Looking at.
From the deepest part of gratitude from my heart. Fuck y'all.
You put it in a hole. You don't know how to put it in a hole there, boss. See.
Yeah, that'll be me right there.
Why you should have been with me for the summer?
Boy, you a man. You ain't supposed to miss the whole time. That shit is dog.
That's Uncle Talk. That's look here, that's Uncle Talk all day. You relate everything to the hole. God damn it, boy, y'all know how to put it in the goddamn hole right there, boy. Look. Move out of the way. Let me show you one time, your boy.
Oh, let me show you how to do it.
You don't know how to play baseball?
You don't know how to play baseball?
Yeah, but I did this on your mama a long time ago. Yeah. Let me show you how to play baseball. I'm going to show you how to make some motherfucking baby with a baseball.
What, boy, you got a small bat, boy. What
you got a small bat,
boy.
I'm your daddy. You're supposed to have a big bat, you know? But I'm going to show you how to hold it back like this.
You
got to
work on your swing. Work on your swing, boy.
And when them girls see you swing that bat, they going to see that you're going to hit home run.
Y'all niggas sound like some auctioneers.
Y'all,
45, 75. Do I have help?
I'm tired of that bit right there.
I can't stand
that bit right there, but it's your mama though. I'm a lover. I can't stand that bit right there, but it's your mama now. I love her.
Dollar, eat that shit up. You know, you an uncle too, nigga.
Boy, I'm an uncle like 30 times over, boy.
Hey, y'all.
She got down, man.
She got down, boy.
She on fire.
Yeah.
She's a flamethrower today.
I like that. But Unk still get busy though. Introducing the machine. Goddamn, me and Young B the fucking truth, man. Y'all check it out. I hope y'all enjoy it. Wanna hear a song?
Shiga.
Hey B. Many niggas. haters, they done fucked up. Like they addicted to gambling and they losing, they keep on going, man, your luck's up. Call a Greek freak, bitch, get your bucks up. This the first one of the year, we gotta wake these fucks up. Cause most these niggas trash, waste management. Better yet, call them pussy, I eat it before I dismantle it. I usually keep it cool, but y'all can't handle shit. A lot of niggas just lame with the chain and think they talented.
Hold up, is it gold plated? Is it rags or riches? Do you need soul saving from always dragging bitches? Oh man, be not you. When I refer to dragging bitches, nigga, I mean you. I got drive and tenacity, animosity, actually taking bites out the apple tree. Still the Lord probably mad with me. I'm not fighting the flesh, I'm being possessed by it. Trying to be more like Iroh, I must redirect lightning. Ah,
must be the motherfucking avatar. Never really wanna be, but always gotta play the part. Never really making moves unless I feel it in my heart. One thing that I learned up in this game, you gotta play it
and
smart.
And if you don't, bow bow, another warning shot. If you thought you would exit Dober doors off to the foreign car with a stolen card, I'm molding art faster than Noah's Ark. Anyone sharper, dog, I'm golden darts. Just in case you thought it was over,
nah. Nigga, we still here. Still after here. The pandemic, 2020 vision, 2021, we still killing. Like a sniper, you can't see me, but you still feel me. Never know when it's coming, that gotta be an uneasy feeling for anybody. So you can try to stay in, but when my nigga hear the beat, without a doubt, we going in. And I know we gon' win every time we go in. Nigga praying on the downfall, this is just the beginning. And we taking your beat.
I'm too cold for a friend, I'm trying to clear the debris. Follow the master's doctrine, now I administer heat. I'm talking extreme measures to the highest degree. Body count on both hands and feet, that's Renard's disease. I'm enlarging me until I'm charging fees. I'm uncharted now, I can't compete. Your whole roster's weak, it must be carted out. I do this for the squad, my entire regime. To be so much bigger than y'all, you can't weigh the machine. I'm talking shady records, this with crazy effort. Don't make me pick up the flow and have to go. Shots off the release, but that's a pick and a roll. Better know your role, wait, I'm with. Wait, where did he go?
Looking for him.
Good autographs. Good autographs.
You can't get no money for it.
Man,
it ain't gonna sell shit on eBay.
Man, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna be like, I had that autograph first, bitch. I didn't wait till they took off and hit the big stage. I got that autograph now, bitch. I got pictures with them knee, bitch.
You won't get
bitch.
A penny for that shit on eBay.
Yeah, I got a picture. Who?
Like, goddamn, we can't get a penny.
Shit. Hey, I'm gone. Hey, keep man, that y'all was, autograph. That shit was hard. That was harder than the goddamn pig trying to hassle goddamn pork around the beach. And I don't even know that makes six.
Dun-dun, where you at? Where you at, Dun-dun?
Hey,
where you at, Mr. Joe?
Hey, that was the
hard. Your four.
Y'all so childish.
Where you at, Mr. Joe?
Shout out to Mr. Joe. I was going to bring some.
Come on, y'all. Y'all. Say it with me.
Pork
your pork.
I saw you on the show, young man.
It's all love, Mr. Joe. You know it's all love.
That was the machine by me and Young B the True, man. I hope y'all enjoyed that shit.
Yeah, shit was hard. Fire. I like it.
Thank you.
So we got this thing.
Y'all were versatile. See, Cardi B couldn't do that.
Let's go to the word for the day, bro. Go ahead.
I love her.
I usually have to throw shade sometimes.
I love her.
Yeah, be the truth. What's your word for the day, bro? I'm going to go after you this time.
Hold up. Phoenix is laughing at the pork of your fork.
What's up, boss lady?
What's up, boss lady? Hey, man. What's the word of the day? What's your word of the day from the goddamn dictionary, bro?
Because
I've been getting buttonholed all week.
You've been
just putting it out there. I'll never forget that shit.
He learned something. I hope y'all did.
I thought it was anal sex at first, but it's when you get pulled into a conversation that you really love.
How many of those you had this week?
Five.
Kiki? I mean,
she like, I don't fuck with people. I don't have
to. Right. He already know. Okay. Like,
she didn't get buttonholed.
Did
you get buttonholed?
No. I always do, actually.
He said, always
he
do.
He just don't count them.
Well, you a boss, right?
So, yes, so
that's
I get
why I got that title.
Yes.
So you get buttonholed all the time.
I just said everything.
Yeah.
So what's your word of the day from the dictionary, bro?
Word for the day for the corporate dictionary. Oh, him?
It is. Oh, you got one?
No, I thought we were talking corporate for a second. Corporate. I'm on his ass.
You straight. You've been on him all episode.
I love it. Corporate.
He corporate. I use him for a goddamn hood attorney right now. He got me for,
that nigga ain't method, man.
Oh, fire.
Fire him. Corporate gonna fire him. That's HR right there. Then you playing.
I digress.
Go on.
We're gonna discuss business later.
We'll come back to it.
That would look like he thinking. What are you thinking? Looking at.
Pinky in the brain, head ass. You about to take over the world.
A light bulb looking at him. I got an idea.
Y'all better chill out for that nigga. Light that candle back up.
Looking for it.
Word of the day.
I ain't got no lighter.
What's your word of the day, bro?
Rebecca.
Damn.
Nigga, what? That's a bitch. I mean, that's a woman's name.
Bro. I know, right?
Rebecca.
But Rebecca also has another meaning.
What's the?
Rebecca can be a verb. Rebecca is also referred to from the Rebecca riots in the 1840s, meaning it refers to destroying gates. So
I seen a bitch hit a gate before, so I can just be like, she Rebecca the shit out that gate.
She Rebecca the shit out that gate, nigga.
So wow.
Yeah, I seen a bitch hit a gate and she also had to do a drug test at my job.
She got Rebecca the gate.
That shit. And they came out there and fixed that shit the next day. did good drug tests on my ass.
So is this still spelled like the name?
It's still spelled like the name.
How the fuck is that a verb, nigga?
It's also a verb. It's words like that.
You cannot put that in a song and niggas know what it is.
It's words like that. Rebecca. I give you another word that's like that.
What?
Sing you.
I don't know what that is.
Sing you means tendon. As a noun, as a adjective, or as a verb, it also means strengthen.
Yeah, I never use none of those motherfuckers.
Sinew. It's S-I-N-E-W.
I like the way that Plies broke it down. Young Rebecca, now you know how he broke
I thought.
It.
We know about Becky.
Give me that Becky.
Yeah, we know about Becky. Young B,
the teacher.
No, I'm no teacher.
Class is in session.
I'm no teacher.
I'm never using that
Becky
bird.
And Rebecca.
I'm not using that one.
You fuck with Buttonhole, huh?
Yeah, Buttonhole.
But you're not using Rebecca?
No.
You Rebecca the Walls.
Ooh, bars.
See how quick I am?
Shit.
You might use it. Look, you might use it now.
Look at him.
Ooh, you can tell a female, oh, I'm a Rebecca that ass.
That was well. That's what he was. That's the term that he.
You
was
got it.
In
you got it.
That's what it is.
You got
I'm
it.
A Rebecca ass.
You got it.
I'm gonna hit the gate on that ass. Yeah.
I'm gonna destroy it.
Destroy it.
I ain't no white
man. I'm finna Chris Jericho that shit. We bringing the walls down.
Break the walls down.
Carnisha.
We breaking the walls down around this motherfucker.
No, that's right.
All right. So we're gonna go to the urban side of this motherfucker.
What you got for
Fennel.
Fennel.
I'm finna do it.
Give me the definition for fennel.
Going to.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I'm finna go to the stove. But then I realized I ain't having no change, so now I'm finna just goddamn try to find some change first. And then, shit, man, you know what? Fuck it. I'm finna goddamn just go to the stove.
So you. give me one more. You got one more. I ain't get it the first time.
Give me one more. Look, bro, what I was finna do was go the fuck off on this nigga, bro.
So you finna slap that bitch in the face.
Then, like, I was finna call my partner and everything, bro. Then my lady called. She was like, baby, you ain't gotta do that. I like, you better be glad you said so, because I was finna beat this nigga ass.
Okay.
Damn.
So when we was outside,
he was about to pull that tool out, right?
Because that nigga was angry as fuck, right?
But he said he left it. I heard it.
Oh, he said he left it.
I heard it.
That's why he threw the hands on
me. I'm finna see about this.
I had to fight three niggas. Ooh, and I left my strap.
I'm finna pull off right now.
He did.
Skirt. both of the cars, skirt, skirt. Looking but yeah, nigga. Skirt. Yeah. We're going to get them. Skirt. What it was, bro, I don't know, but skirt.
I'm finna find
out.
Skirt. Your ass going to jail. Especially out here. Your ass going to jail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm dealing with.
That nigga, that nigga thought he was hard. That nigga finna go to jail.
Right, right, jail right.
I'm still trying to.
Oh, finna ass nigga.
I'm finna shoot that nigga, but I'm in a finna, and I've gotten me a finna ass nigga.
It's contagious, and we use it all the time without even realizing that shit.
Yeah,
just to
you.
See a motherfucker spell it through a text, it'd be like, I'd be so depressed, like, damn.
You finna get butthole.
Like, bro, yeah.
Boom! I'm on fire. Boy, this is a great episode.
Oh my god.
Good god.
All right.
Go.
All right. Hey man, that was the words of the day. So you got a what if this week, bro? You got what if? On to the next goddamn subject, goddamn.
What if?
What the, hold on. What the fuck if?
What the fuck if?
What the fuck if?
Alright, we know what the
That's
fuck
what
if.
I'm pushing. Fuck what if.
It kinda works for this too.
Yes, what the fuck if?
What the fuck if?
What the fuck if?
We ain't got special effects or nothing yet. Or a soundboard.
Write it down.
I'll take that.
No.
What you got, bro?
Did you really just be the soundboard?
Yeah, we don't have one. We can't afford it.
I mean, this y'all budget.
We can't afford it, nigga.
What you got, bro?
You know we got a $400 package plan. that includes that sound that he just made.
Do that come without your drink?
It sound no, it don't. No, oh my god, no. It comes with somebody else. Yes, it comes with somebody else. Somebody else, it comes with you doing this shit, nigga. The fuck? Yes.
So now I got shit. You ain't shit.
I mean,
you're a terrible salesman. No, you ain't
included.
Shit.
No coffee included.
I mean, just green tea.
It's other options.
What you got, bro?
What if?
What the fuck if?
What the fuck if? I'm sorry. Have to be niggerish.
Yes.
What
it
the fuck
have
if?
To be.
Your favorite cartoons transferred to Adult Swim.
Shit. Mines have.
With the ones that didn't.
See, this nigga
Moondocks.
Transformers.
When the Adult Swim?
Man, you seen that on the Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken, bro.
You seen all the shit they did in Transformers on Robot Chicken.
You ain't shit at all.
You done seen
Give me
shit.
A cartoon you watched when you was a kid.
Robot Transformers.
You ain't shit.
Betty Boop.
That was a white woman. She was in reality a black woman.
You know
woman,
what happens to Betty Boo if she goes to No Swim, right?
But
that's another thing they try to flip.
She gonna get fucked.
Yeah, she
wasn't no white woman
Madonna.
Shaped up like that.
She is definitely Madonna.
Just like Lola.
I got you. I'm messing with you. Woo.
I know who would have been on Adult Swim.
Who that?
Roger Rabbit wife.
Oh yeah, you know what happened to her too. She got.
Definitely got Rebecca.
Give me a family cartoon that you watch.
So you saying that they were the Adult Swim?
Yeah. Right. Like an Ed and Nettie on Adult Swim. What that would look like.
That would be horrible.
You know what I'm saying? Something like that. A Jetsons. A Flintstone.
You'll get the real? You seen that?
Oh, they slick sliding it in.
But if some of the cartoons that we watch go to Adult Swim, I wouldn't be surprised, because if you look
you
at it now,
it?
Like, but if you look at it now, like the shit that Bart them used to do, and some of them cartoons,
Family Guy,
they're already there though.
I'm talking about some shit that ain't there.
I think
yet.
Like WB, I think all those cartoons slick had some adult stuff in it,
we really was kids and didn't even notice.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Like SpongeBob or some shit.
Bugs Bunny was kissing another man in the mouth. Goddamn! Didn't he kiss Elmo Fudd?
I'm just
putting it out there.
He was Arthur, nigga. No, and Arthur is on that time too. They on that type of time.
They really were lit.
They on that type of time.
That's Binky. Shit. Matter of fact, Barney's and Friends got in Sesame Street too.
X-Men on Ooh. Adult Swim.
Ooh.
Let's get it.
Oh, it would be so much better.
X-Men.
It would be so much better.
Wolverine X-Men. Would be the guy. Wolverine would be the guy.
Wolverine is
Yeah, because he's straight going to be called Scott. This nigga Scott.
He gonna bitch kill.
Ass.
He gonna kill Scott. Just
no, he ain't gonna kill him. He just gonna check him.
With the action ones, niggas ass. Just gonna die. They just gonna die quicker.
True.
That's all that's gonna happen.
Wolverine ain't gonna do nothing but do a slick poke to Scott. Little bitch ass nigga.
You don't heal.
Shake
like
him real quick.
Just quick shake. Walk past him in the hallway.
You got that from inside the wall.
Call Professor X, bitch.
I am done with America.
What the fuck if?
What the fuck if?
One stab took out Scott.
Y'all nigga, that
nigga walk
by. Y'all nigga dumb as fuck.
Call Gina, bitch ass
call
nigga.
Gina. Matter of fact, I'm finna go see
her. Matter of fact, I'm finna go see her. You going to the hospital. Call Iceman to put some ice on that bitch, nigga. Shit. Call your homeboys. Tell them come see about me. See, yeah. They don't want to get buttonholed in this conversation with my ass.
Oh, God.
No, Rebecca, please. No, Rebecca, please.
What the fuck? Ew, shit. Y'all niggas.
Because I ain't seen shit.
This is a great show. I didn't think it was going to go like this.
Hey, man, what nigga, you are, hey, man, at the end, y'all are, bro, we try to be inspirational, funny, motivational.
We've covered it all.
And we do some nigga shit on.
We've covered it all.
Sounds like wrap up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Kiki, you got something for the people that you would like to say? Because we finna wrap this thing up. Do you have some special words?
Leave me alone. It makes sense.
That part.
I like that.
Yeah, because a lot of folks.
It's simple. It gets straight to the point.
Leave me alone.
Straight to the point.
Bitch, don't be aggravating me.
Straight to the point.
Nigga, don't be aggravating me. You just put the pump on, got in 20 on pump 5, bitch. Leave me alone. Yeah.
Leave her the fuck alone.
Leave her the fuck alone.
She throw hands. All right, leave her the fuck alone.
And don't get an introduction to the hands. Come on. Yeah, my nigga Kiki B. That's how we do it. So what you got, Mr. Dever Lear Dylan?
Patience. Kind of touched on what Kiki B was talking about earlier about just, and y'all was talking about time, really. Circling around on time. You can't control time. You don't know when something is gonna come in line for you. And everybody in this day and age is rushing to have this, rushing to be successful, rushing to have money, rushing to get wherever they're trying to get. And at the end of the day, you can't control the time frame that it's going to happen. I hear people that's doing music and they get older and somebody tells that person, well, you're too old to do this. You're too old to do that.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to my homeboy Goldmouth. Goldmouth is somewhere in the 40 age range. Mm-hmm. And, I've been knowing him for about 12 years now. Mm-hmm. And about 2017, 2018, he said he was going to stop doing music. You know, getting older, got a family, ain't popping, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I said, nigga, you tripping. And he just stuck with the grind. He got back in it, never gave up with it. Long story short, his song is getting ready to get played on BET. You know. That's a big move for an independent artist.
Shout out to him.
You know what I'm saying? So I take stuff like that. And I, you know, once again, you never know when your time comes. You cannot control that. At the end of the day, just stay true to yourself. Be patient. And, you know, just believe in your hustle. Trust the process. That's my hashtag. That's been my hashtag 5 years. Trust the process. And if you stick with it, and if you believe it, have faith in yourself, it will eventually work out. I'm not no religious guy. I just believe in you believing in you.
Right.
So that's all I got to say.
That's actually by Albert Einstein. So simplicity works. But it can be genius in simplicity. You know, don't overcomplicate it. Don't overthink it. Go with it.
Fuck with it. Fuck with it. Well, like last week, I'm gonna give y'all some shit that I use to get through the life. Like last week, I told you, never get comfortable and stay consistent. But the main thing I do is I focus on the future because the past made me. I never forget that. You know what I'm saying? And it also helps me keep moving forward, whatever I'm trying to do, because I also know if I don't believe in myself, I can't count on nobody else to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just stay motivated no matter what. You're gonna go through a lot of tests, but you can't have no testimony without being tested, man.
So, and everything not the devil would be most likely a test from God to see how you're going to react to it before he present that blessing in your life. So don't always look at everything like this, the devil. It ain't the devil all the time. It just be a test from God just to see how far you're going to handle this situation in order for you to receive that kind of blessing that you want in your life. So, yeah.
All right, talk, man.
Yeah, we actually got through this.
Yeah.
With ease.
Yeah.
And sometimes, first one, ain't it? And sometimes you do that shit to yourself. So if you're going through a hard time, maybe you need to look in the. Oh, did I? My bad. I tried.
You
I
just
tried.
Had to
we
do
was
it,
almost.
Hey, man.
Damn it, Dylan. Damn it, Dylan.
Hey, deep around
we were so
bitch.
Close, man.
Yeah, brains
we
around
so
this
close.
Bitch.
I said so
close. Throw some salt in the pot. Salt on
y'all,
man. Ain't nobody going to do all this good shit.
That's why he the bad guy.
I like y'all to got that. I like. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Special guest we had in here. Kiki B.
Shout out to Kiki. Tell them where they can goddamn reach it.
_KEKEEB_. I do a lot. I'm the plug. I'm the network. Ain't no pictures and videos and shit on my motherfucking page, though, but I am the plug. So if you want to network, network. If you ain't networking, your net ain't worked it. And they just dead.
Leave her the fuck alone. Come on.
Oh! Well, as usual, we got Dollar in this bitch, Mr. Devonil.
Yes,
Dollar.
Yes. Go. First of all,
here we go.
Before we get out of here, I didn't see 10 likes on this goddamn stream because we got to get another fucking freestyle by 10.
No,
10
it was 20. It was 15.
No. I said we were working up to 20. You tried it.
No, so, you might do a freestyle for them at 10. I'll do one for y'all at 20. Oh yeah, we up the bar around here. We already did 10. We already did 15.
No, we need 3 10s. 3 10s.
20.
We gotta build consistency, brother.
Hey, I'm the artist, sir.
Ooh.
I'm the artist.
He's corporate. So you finna get fired.
We gonna up the bar.
Independent.
Y'all want a new one? 20 likes.
DJ Scripps.
Y'all push the bar,
you
know? I push the bar. That's
DJ
how we
Scribble.
Do it.
I can't.
Scribble the beat.
He digressed.
Hey, it worked, didn't it?
He digressed.
It did.
It worked twice, didn't it?
Yes,
y'all come on with them 20 likes then.
Like I said, my boy Dollar, and then, you know, I got my boy Young B, the truth.
Yeah, we here.
Gang, gang, good gang, family thing.
Go on, tell them they can follow you, nigga.
Why you NG, BDA, truth, everywhere.
This nigga say this shit in like...
3.3.
God damn,
that's
right,
I pull it up on the screen. We ain't got no time for him.
By the time he put it up there, the nigga already threw in this shit. God damn, nigga.
It's simple, man.
Hey, man, this your boy Pepper Slam. The goddamn cash I've been saying that be running right now.
No, not anymore.
You know what I'm saying? Cash App still the same. PIMPINSLIWL. Y'all want to donate to that thing? Go hit it up. Y'all want to talk to me?
He was just that late. You was just that late, bro.
I know. But see, I knew it was coming. I just wanted to be accurate.
You got it. It was like,
you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to be accurate. Goddamn, look at that thing, right? You know what I'm saying? But goddamn, talk2pimpin@gmail.com. Y'all got some input, especially on them feet, because I'm dead ass serious about that OnlyFans shit.
No Shaquille.
You know what I'm saying?
Nobody call. These ladies ain't called.
If you got athlete's foot, we don't want it.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Pimpin Slim on all platforms.
We
goddamn.
Feet around here.
IG, Twitter, all that bullshit, man. And as usual, I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in to the Pimp Talk Podcast. We're trying to take the thing to another level, but man, I surely appreciate y'all for tuning in. And as usual, have a blessed day. Have a blessed goddamn night.
I mean, I think that how I inspire. Dreams can never be extinguished long as you remain fire. And I mean, I hope this inspiration to move. Inspiration for me and inspiration for you.